This interesting point here in the Bhagavatam about the drama of the material world. In Shakespeare, he said that the whole world is but a stage. The whole world is but a stage, and the people on the stage are but its actors. So everyone is just acting on the stage of life. And as our Vrindavan friend said, that you have a dream in Vrindavan. Dreams in Vrindavan are reality, and reality outside of Vrindavan is a dream. So this drama, we're living so many dramas. So there's two possible viewpoints to see the world. One is to see things from your relationship with Krishna, or to see things from a worldly viewpoint. Worldly viewpoint means to see things in terms of, I'm a wife, I'm a mother, I'm a sister, I'm a daughter, and have these different relationships with these different individuals. Husband, children, my own mother and my sisters. That's a worldly viewpoint. It's quite temporary, and quite lower viewpoint. But the other viewpoint is to see things transcendentally. What is my relationship with Krishna? Jivera Surupaya, Krishnara, Nityadas, Das, Das, Nadas, Gopi Bhartu, Padakamiyo, Das, Das, Nadas. That actually I'm Krishna's eternal servant, and I have my service to do, and this is important. I have my relationship to him. My relationship is based on love, based on service. And he's my maintainer, he's my protector. Rake Krishna Mare Ke, Mare Krishna Rake Ke. If someone wants to kill me, no one can protect me. If Krishna wants to kill me, no one can protect me. If Krishna wants to save me, no one can kill me. So a devotee allows his relationship with Krishna to dictate how he sees the world. So I'm Krishna's servant, and people in the world, relatives, friends, are trying to lead me in this way and that way, and engage me in this thing and that thing. Now is this anukul, bhakti anukulya, for my devotion to Krishna? Anukalyana Krishnanu, Anukalyana Krishnanu, Anukalyana Sankalpa, Pratikulyana Varjanam. Is this favorable for my relationship with Krishna? And if it's not, then I cut it. So my relationship with Krishna, it dictates to me how I see the world. This is good for me, this is good for me and Krishna, but this is bad, so I nix it. The devotee doesn't independently identify with the, quote, drama of this world. In a drama, an actor may gain an inheritance and then suddenly be stabbed. As an actor, he knows that both his gain and loss are temporary. When the curtain falls, he pulls the false knife from his back and returns the money to its owner. Only an intoxicated or crazy actor will identify with the part he has played. An actor wears a costume. In the material world, each player wears a body. So we're wearing this body. Oh, I am woman. I am having a period. I am man. I am the controller. I am the enjoyer. I am strong. This is the drama of life. We're the actors on the stage. I am woman. I am mother. I am daughter. I am wife. Neither the part we're playing nor the costume we're wearing. The part we're playing in the world drama or the costume we're wearing. I'm woman costume or man costume. Neither the part we play nor the costume we wear constitutes the real person. Who am I? Kiyami Tapatrai. Aside from the part he plays, I remember there was a book written by a psychologist called Games People Play. Oh, like sometimes they say, he goes, hey, you're putting on an act. It's a charade, it's an act. What is the real you? It's just an act. So aside from the part a person plays, an actor has a real life outside the theater. It's a very nice analogy. So the so-called drama of drama being mother, drama being wife, drama being daughter and sister, that's you take off that costume and you put on your spiritual body and you stop playing that act, and then what is your outside of the drama, then who are you? Well, actually, I'm just a normal guy. I live in this village, and every year I play the part of Ram in Ramayana, at the annual Ramayana performance, so everyone thinks I'm Ram. And I take off the costume and then I become just a normal guy. Devotees are awake to their real eternal life with Krishna, and they see their part in this world from that perspective. Devotees want to play their parts well, but when the director Krishna indicates that it's time to leave the stage, they recognize his signs, as Parikshit did, the stage of life or the stage of service, and prepare themselves to exit. Devotees know that as soon as the show is over, they will meet their dearmost friend. As devotees play their parts, they never forget this because they are awake to the relationship with Krishna. Although devotees take as extremely serious as their devotional offering, the part Krishna wishes them to play in the world, they nevertheless know that they possess another eternal identity. This specific drama starring Maharaj Parikshit was staged to orchestrate the speaking of the Bhagavatam and the return of the king to Krishna's lotus feet, because from his birth, Parikshit was a great devotee of the Lord. So he is playing this drama. So this is a nice point, that the drama of life, right? I'm just reading a nice analogy here in Bhagavatam, how Parikshit accepted his role. And he says that the drama, that everyone's like in his drama of material life, and we're accepting a particular costume and a particular role. The costume is I am this body, man or woman. My role is I am husband, I am wife, this, that. But actually, when someone's acting on the stage and he has a particular costume and a particular role he's playing, everyone knows that actually he has a real life off the stage.
Yes.
Off the stage he has a real life. He's just a normal guy, he plays a little cricket and likes to read books and he goes to the temple. He's not actually, you know, Hiranyakashipu, but every year in this Prahlad drama in the village, he plays the role of Hiranyakashipu, or it may be a man playing a woman's part. He may play a woman's part in the drama, dress up like a woman, play a drag, a prostitute, or whatever, or a queen, or like Lord Chaitanya dressed up as Rukmini and played the part of Rukmini in a drama in Chandrasekhar's house so well that everyone thought it was Rukmini. His own mother couldn't recognize him. So the costume and the act. So the actor has a real costume. The devotee understands that, yes, my costume is that I'm Krishna's servant. This body, I'm not man or woman, I'm Krishna Das, I'm Prakriti. And my role is simply to carry on, he's giving me a service, so I do it. But I have another life. I have a sarup. I have my nitya sarup. In the spiritual world, I have a spiritual body waiting there. And then if I realize that, then I take that costume of my Swarup, which is Swarup Shakti, Krishna's personal energy, and then I'll serve him eternally. That will be the role I play. So this costume I'm wearing, this rolling, it's just a drama, the drama of life. All the world is but a stage, and the men are but its players. So it's a nice description here about Parikshit Maharaj. He was just playing a drama for the Lord, and the Lord was orchestrating the whole thing in order to have the Bhagavatam be spoken. So a devotee doesn't identify with the drama of the world. Neither the part nor the costume constitutes the real person. This is a nice phrase. This is not you, this role you're playing. You're so into it. It's all false and temporary, like a bubble on the ocean.